Regina Celi,
during this little retreat, you know, we've been considering certain truths of our faith that relate to Marian consecration. And, you know, during her earthly life, Mary too, you know, pondered in her heart different truths and mysteries. You know, I'm sure she thought of those last words of Jesus to her, you know, "Behold your son." And, you know, like Mary, we need to walk by faith, by pondering in our hearts our Lord's words to St. John, you know, "Behold your mother." Now, you know, because Mary's maternal mediation is so central to a proper understanding of Marian consecration, you know, we're going to spend some time making a little retreat within a retreat. And we'll do this by, you know, peering in on Mary's retreat, those mysteries that she pondered, especially relating to her spiritual motherhood. So we'll accompany her along the way that God led her to progressively discover, you know, her vocation as the spiritual mother and mediatrix. You know, in some sense, Mary's retreat begins even before the Annunciation. You know, every Jew was expecting the Messiah, and St. Anne and her mother, you know, according to the mystical city of God, they meditated on the mystery of the Messiah, that God sending a Redeemer, and, you know, just who would be his mother, and, you know, when would he come? Everyone was looking forward to his arrival. And, you know, for anyone, you know, who is considering consecrating themselves to Our Lady, St. John Paul II explains, you know, for it must be recognized that before anyone else, it was God Himself, the Eternal Father, who entrusted Himself to the Virgin of Nazareth, you know, giving her His own Son in the mystery of the Incarnation. And we know Mary surely marveled at this act of humility on God's part. Mary had many other things to ponder during her preparation to be ever more completely our mother in the order of grace. Take, for example, the passage in the Gospel of St. Mark, where Mary and Jesus' cousins are outside, you know, wanting to see Jesus. And Jesus responds, you know, by asking, "Who are my mother and my brethren?" And he tells those around that whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and my mother. You know, in giving this response, Jesus wasn't being a bad son. You know, he was being exactly the kind of son that his father wanted him to be. And at the same time, you know, he's preparing his mother for who he wanted her to be. He was revealing to her the new filial bond, you know, of the kingdom that goes beyond the bonds of flesh. In other words, he was pointing out the primacy of the Spirit to the flesh, the primacy of the supernatural, fatherhood of God to the natural fatherhood, or the motherhood, you know, of man. And it's likely that Mary immediately grasped some of what Jesus was trying to teach her. You know, after all, for years she had pondered in her heart, you know, another strange response of Jesus, the one that he gave when he was found in the temple after 3 days of sorrowful searching. You know, did you not know that I had to be about my Father's business? You know, in the words that we read earlier about, you know, Jesus points out, whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. You know, we can be sure that Mary pondered this in her heart, and that she realized that these words of Jesus were not rejecting her, but were rather preparing her. And St. John Paul II reminds us in his encyclical letter, Mother of the Redeemer, as the messianic mission of her son grew clearer to her eyes and spirit, Mary herself, as a mother, became ever more open to that new dimension of motherhood, which was to constitute her part beside her son. Now, had she not said from the very beginning, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done to me according to your word"? Through faith, Mary continued to hear and to ponder that word. Thus, in a sense, Mary, as mother, became the first disciple of her son, the first to whom he seemed to say, "Follow me." You know, and what a joy that it must have been for Jesus to have one disciple who fully understood him. You know, what a consolation to his heart to find such a tentativeness to his word. You know, Bishop Sheen said in one of his conferences that God has two images of us. You know, the image of who he wants us to be. You know, like if we would cooperate with all the graces that he's given us, he has that image of who he would like us to be. And then he has the image of who we are. But with Mary, there was only one image. So this is who we wish to consecrate ourselves to follow her example, to be that disciple that consoles the heart of Jesus. That disciple, as Mother Teresa said, you know, who satiates that thirst of Jesus. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, living in Mary, help me to be faithful to heart-pondering prayer, as was Mary.
Resurrexit sicut ipsi.